Hello there, Joel, aka Barack Lesnar. This video is to show my appreciation to the things you do. I call you master because for me you are master of the fantasy, NBA fantasy. You showed me a lot of tips, a lot of strategies, your sleepers, and you teach me how to beat my friends in all the leagues which I play. Thanks a lot, brother. Keep it up the good work. See you around.
It is January 14th, 2021. This is Barack Lesnar of Barack Lesnar Hoops bringing you an update. And what update am I bringing you today? Well, I am going to discuss some buy low targets for your team. I'm going to do these videos at least every other week, potentially weekly, depending on how you guys enjoy it. But the goal is to look for players that are undervalued relative to what I expect them to be worth later on in the season. That doesn't mean they're worthless right now. So as you can see here, we're starting with Karl Anthony Towns. Definitely not worthless, but probably a lot easier to obtain right now than he may be if he proves himself over the next few weeks that the wrist injury isn't going to be something serious. Before we get started, do me a favor. If you enjoy this content from Barack Lesnar Hoops, please subscribe. We're over 2,000 subscribers strong, on the way to 5,000. We're gonna skip 3,000 and 4,000. We're gonna work our way to 5. That's how ambitious I feel right now. I am rocking my H-Town James Harden jersey, which I received yesterday. Perfect timing. Gotta love it. It's an instant throwback. All right. Like I said, if you could subscribe, thumbs up for the YouTube algorithm, smash that like button for me to support this content, and also considering joining and becoming a top supporter of Barack Lesnar Hoops. You can do that by clicking below. Comes with a few perks for you. All right, enough with the self-promotion. Let's get to what you're here for, to listen to my buy low options if you're targeting them in trades. Like I told you before, Karl Anthony Towns. What makes him a buy low? Well, he just came back from a very serious wrist injury that was scheduled to keep him out 6 to 8 weeks, but he returned in about 2 weeks' time. He's still playing with a brace. He's still grimacing, but he's still producing at a very high level. You can see here he's had two strong games since he returned, but he did rest on January 10th. So the fact that he's sitting back-to-backs, at least for right now, could make him a decent buy low target. Somebody I traded for, and I got Karl Anthony Towns, I traded Brandon Ingram in a dynasty league. It was a package based around Brandon Ingram, and the package I got back was Karl Anthony Towns, who I'm now pairing with Nikola Jokic. So I have both of them as keepers. It was just too tempting to pass up. You may have similar buy low opportunities from an owner who's worried about his wrist, and you could float a package, maybe, like I said, a Brandon Ingram caliber player, maybe even a Paul George caliber player, one of those players you picked in the teens. You may probably have to give some depth along with it, but Karl Anthony Towns, if he remains healthy, has the possibility of being a top one fantasy player in category leagues, roto leagues, and potentially in points leagues. Probably not going to be in points leagues, but he definitely has the potential to do it since he contributes in so many different categories while being an amazing scorer that does so very efficiently. You can see here, his averages for the year are still really good, and they could probably get better as he gets acclimated to playing with that wrist injury. So he's somebody I definitely have as a target. Jason Tatum is someone I'm identifying as a buy low target because of the simple fact that he's missing time this week. You have to keep in mind, sometimes owners get desperate really quickly. When they have a guy missing time, they're going to value him less than when the guy is healthy and playing for them. If you wanted Jason Tatum before, this is probably the best opportunity you've had this season to make a trade for him. I'm not telling you it's going to come cheap just because I'm saying buy low. It's a buy low relative to what it would have cost you before he had to miss time with COVID. Something to keep in mind, if you have a Jason Tatum owner that perhaps has some other guys missing time, either with regular injuries or COVID-related absences, now may be the time to send an offer out for him. He has the potential to be a top 10 guy. So I would definitely recommend at least sending some feelers, maybe sending a message to that person and saying, hey, is Jason Tatum on the table? And they may be willing to listen to you, and you may be able to get him cheaper than you would have a week or two ago. And that's what it's about. It's about buying these guys when they're at a discount. There's a number of factors that make Trae Young a decent buy low target right now, again, relative to his own value. The field goal percentage is really low right now. He has high turnovers. He's not getting you steals. He's ranked 92 right now, according to Yahoo. He had a game postponed on January 13th. So you may have an owner that's getting desperate and thinking, oh, I can't believe I used a top 10 pick on Trae Young, and this is how he's producing. I need to get rid of him while he has value. Now is your opportunity. If you like Trae Young, if you need a point guard that has the potential to put up some James Harden-like production, now may be your time to send out some feelers to see if you're able to steal him away. You want to capitalize, again, on owners. This is what it's all about. You want to capitalize on owners who are feeling down on these players. This is something I use in investing as well. You have to buy when there's blood on the streets. What that means is you want to buy when you're reaching a point where everybody else thinks, oh, I don't want that guy. I want to get rid of this guy. Because otherwise, if you buy when everybody wants the guy, guess what? You're going to pay a premium. So the only way to get these studs is to capitalize on when they're having those lulls and fall offs in their production. And Trae Young is going through one of those right now. So he is definitely a buy low target, again, relative to the value he had just even a week or two ago. Bam Adebayo, similar situation. He's a guy that was picked up in the 15-16 range in most leagues, and he's performing at a 64 rank right now. As you can see here, his numbers are still really nice. The 3.4 turnovers is not helping, and he's another one of those players who's missing time right now because of the COVID protocols. So now may be the time to send a buy low feeler for Bam to see if you're able to steal him away. If you have a guy like Donovan Mitchell, Donovan Mitchell has been turning it on the last few games, and he's playing. He's not missing time. You could probably send an offer of Donovan Mitchell and get Bam Adebayo back, which I think would be a really good trade for you, because once Bam is back, I think he's going to be better than he has been. And we saw that last year. And he's just, his free throw percentage is really high this year relative to his former production. And his field goal percentage is really nice too. Just really nice across the board production outside of three pointers made. And hopefully he can get those turnovers down, which would definitely help his value. Jimmy Butler, same situation. Jimmy Butler just hasn't caught a break this season. As you can see here, he started off really strong with a 7 steals game. Then he injured his ankle on Christmas, missed a couple of games, came back, had a pretty rough game. Then we saw him string together 3 progressively better games, and then he's missing time now with COVID. So he's put his owners through a roller coaster ride. Most owners invested, I'd say, a top 15 to 20 pick on him. So again, if you want Jimmy Butler, you may be able to offer someone that's, you know, in that 20, 30, 40 range, because Jimmy Butler's upside is normally a top 15 guy. I would send some feelers out to see if you're able to get him for cheap, and you may be able to. I know I held Jimmy Butler in a few leagues, and I've sent out some feeler trades, and people are just not feeling Jimmy Butler right now. They're worried about his ankle. Now he's missing time with COVID, even though this time missed with COVID could probably help him heal that ankle up so that it's not an issue anymore. So something to keep in mind. I would definitely consider Jimmy Butler very strongly as a buy low target. His production is down right now, but I can't imagine that's going to be down for the rest of the season. This is a guy who led his team to the finals just a few months ago. Do not forget that he is a stud when he's healthy. DeAndre Ayton, on the theme of guys that were drafted in that 15 to 20 spot in most drafts, and he's struggling as well. He only played 25 minutes this last game in a blowout loss against the Washington Wizards, and he did it against a Washington Wizards team that was missing Thomas Bryant, and they got blown out of the water. Even though his production isn't amazing right now, he's still ranked at 76, and he has a lot of upside. He's a young player and a key part of that team. He's still getting you a double-double. He still has a really high field goal percentage, and he could probably work that free throw percentage up significantly. We want to see more blocks from him, and we want to see more scoring. I think as the season goes on, we'll see him get more confidence and we'll see flashes of the player that people used a second round pick on. He's down right now, so this may be the time to take advantage of a desperate owner that thinks they wasted a pick to see what you're able to get for him. Now, if you have DeAndre Ayton, his value's very low right now. I would hold on to him, but if you want DeAndre Ayton, this is the time to send a buy low offer. Absolutely no doubt. Now, I will be the first to say that this is a very risky option right here for you. We don't know if he's coming back. All we know is he's out indefinitely. We're hearing murmurs that he's not happy with his team and that his team's not happy with him. We saw him not be included in the trade for James Harden. So even if he does stay, he's going to take a hit to his production. Now, all of those question marks is exactly what makes him a buy low target. You have to remember, if there were no question marks, there would be no buy low opportunity. It's that simple. Why is a used car cheaper than a new car? There's more question marks. There's more wear and tear. There's more things that could go wrong if you make that commitment, which is why it's at a depreciated value. Same concept here. This is your time where you could send probably a Darius Garland offer and maybe that owner bites because they don't want to sit there and get the headache of knowing if Kyrie Irving is going to come back or not. And you may give up an asset that you won't miss too much. But if Kyrie Irving does come back or he does get traded to a different situation and he does decide to play, you're getting a guy that was producing top 10 numbers. It's a huge risk. I'm not telling you it's not, but sometimes in fantasy basketball and investing in general, you have to take big risk if you want big rewards. It's just the way that it works. The safer the option is, the less upside it tends to have. That's why the guys that have great production consistently with few question marks, they tend to go 1-2 in the draft. Jamal Murray, similar situation. After a great performance at the bubble, people were picking him in the top 3-4 rounds of their drafts. And right now he's performing at a rank of 102. We're not seeing much steals from him. Low assist. The scoring isn't what we expected from him. His free throw percentage is really low for a guy that hits three-pointers. And relative to a lot of guys in the league, he's just not hitting that many three-pointers. I'm not saying 2.4 isn't a lot, but you guys have guys like Patty Mills who are putting up similar production right now, and I just grabbed him off the waiver wire in some leagues. So this makes a very good buy-low opportunity for Jamal Murray. And in the past, Jamal Murray has been a player that tends to start slow. So we could be seeing that here again. The buy-low window is going to shut the moment he has another 36-point game. And you see here, early January, he was starting to turn it on. He had a 9-point game on the 10th and a 14-point game before that. So maybe you're able to send Colin Sexton in a deal. Colin Sexton's dealing with his own issues right now. I think I prefer Jamal Murray just because Jamal Murray, I think, overall will end up being the safer option. I think the Cavs will probably be tanking at some point this season, while I believe the Nuggets are going to be fighting for playoff seeding, and Jamal Murray is going to be a huge part of that, so his role is secure. I would definitely send some feelers out for him, especially if you're in need of a point guard, shooting guard eligible player, because he's not playing up to the performance, to the standards that owners had in mind when they picked him. Similar to Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown was absolutely crushing it before he had to miss time because of COVID. Now, Jaylen Brown owners have now missed 3 games in a row. They probably aren't upset because they have him in the IR, but he was red hot before this COVID cooldown, which means if you want to make a trade for him, this is going to be your best opportunity for a while. Once he comes back from COVID and has another one of those 27-point games where he's hitting multiple three-pointers, that buy-low window is going to get shut, and you're going to have to offer a lot more in a trade. So I would reach out to the guy that owns Jaylen Brown if you had interest in him a week or two ago and see if they're willing to talk to you. Because if you're able to offer maybe a DeMar DeRozan, who's probably going to be back next game, he's missed a few games himself. Now is just the time to send those feelers for Jaylen Brown while his value is where it's at right now. It's still high. It's just lower than it was when he was in the middle of playing just because he's missed out of virtue of missing 3 games in a row. I think you're missing just... Do not miss on how quickly an owner can sour on a guy. Think of yourself. The best thing you can do in any situation is put yourself in those shoes, because chances are when you're missing guys, you tend to value them less. You tend to worry more. You tend to think, did I make the right pick? Should I have traded while their value was high? And if you go through those thoughts, you know, other owners are going through those thoughts as well. Gordon Hayward left the game with a left hip strain. He's probable for Thursday, but he's a guy that has a reputation for being injury prone. So this blurb about him injuring his hip may make him a desirable buy low candidate. So you have to capitalize on that moment of just self-doubt the owner may have, that this could be a lingering thing, or they think to themselves, oh, I knew I shouldn't have drafted Gordon Hayward because he was going to get injured. Send out a feeler trade right now to see if you can capitalize on just those down emotions they may be feeling at the moment for a guy who's really been killing it so far, averaging over 50%, over 90% from free throw, hitting three-pointers, scoring for you, getting you steals, just really nice across the board production. Now's the time to send those offers. Buddy Hield, very similar situation. He was, he was dropped 1% in the last day. His field goal percentage is really down for the year. He's still hitting a ton of threes, but he's just not being as potent of a player as he was last year. And you could see with his last two games, he's made 14 three-pointers combined. That window may shut sooner than you think. I still think it's open. People may try to take this opportunity because he's had a couple of good games to see if they're able to offload him. Or they may be worried that Tyrese Halliburton is going to take his minutes. So if you're in need of a shooting guard that can get you a ton of three-pointers and can get you some really nice production, now may be the time to make an offer for him. And you could very well end up with Buddy Hield without giving up a whole lot. Relative to what he would cost you if he were playing like he was playing last year, which was an early round player. A lot of people invested a top 30, 40 pick on Buddy Hield, maybe a 40 or 50th pick around that range. So something to keep in mind as you're sending those buy low offers. Tobias Harris, one of my favorite players in fantasy basketball. You could go look back at a lot of my drafts. I draft him a whole lot because he's so efficient with his field goal percentage, with his free throws, and he hits three-pointers. He's getting me steals and blocks numbers. He's getting me 8 rebounds. I consider him like a poor man's Jason Tate, except you could have grabbed Tobias Harris around that 60 range. But with the number of missed games he just had, now would be the time to try to trade for him. He already tends to have better fantasy value than name value. And there's a bit of a stigma that he got overpaid, and I think that ends up hurting his fantasy value. So if you can make a trade for Tobias Harris before he comes back, I believe he comes back tonight. So tonight, if he plays, it may be too late, but who knows? You may be able to capitalize on an owner again who's maybe missing several players at the same time to see if you're able to get him for relatively cheap. So here's a guy I mentioned earlier before, Colin Sexton. He started off the season really strongly, great percentages, great scoring, getting a good amount of steals, but he's been dealing with an ankle injury that has kept him out since January 7th. So you may have a desperate owner. I know in a few of the leagues I have him in, I also have guys missing with postponed games or COVID protocols, and a decent enough offer would make me strongly consider trading him. I'm gonna hold on unless I get wowed, but you could take advantage of a desperate owner who was already surprised by the production to begin with, and now with him missing time, they may be more willing to move on. So again, his value is lower right now relative to what it was just a week or two ago. That's why I'm including him in this video, because now's the time to send out some feelers. And I just want to clarify some things. I can give you the best general information I can, and it's going to be highly based on my own perception of the value these players have. People are incredibly diverse and are motivated by incredibly different things. You have guys who are never going to trade with you no matter how good your offer is. You're going to have guys who will always trade because they just love changing their team around, and you could probably get some good deals out of them. You have guys who are going to overvalue every player they have regardless of what the circumstances are, and they're going to undervalue every player you offer them unless you're giving them half of your team. Those things are impossible to plan for because that's just human nature. So I try to speak as generally as possible, but for the most part, you need to figure out what everyone in your league is like, what their weaknesses are, what players they value, what categories they value, and that's how you increase your odds of making successful trades. I fall short of the mark often because I tend to overvalue my guys. And I tend to undervalue their guys, which is a sin when it comes to trading, and I'm not perfect. I'm not. That's why I can advise you to do the right thing. I do try to be reasonable, but sometimes I may miss the mark. But for the most part, nothing is perfect. I may value Colin Sexton more than somebody else values him, and somebody may value them way more than I do. None of this is clean cut. You're going to have to do some homework on your own to figure out what other people are valuing these players at. But you can have odds at your side if you're going for players who are missing time or having a string of bad games, and you just know that owners are desperate based on their production and feeling that they're undervalued. Devontae Graham is another option that immediately came to mind. I've had several people reaching out to me asking, hey, should I get rid of Devontae Graham? There's a narrative out there that he's going to lose his playing time to LaMelo Ball, and there's people trying to flee the ship before that happens. So that may be your opportunity to trade for a guy who's ideal for a punt field goal build. Devontae Graham's ideal, again, for that punt field goal build where you want his ability to hit threes and you get a decent amount of assists and steals, and he keeps his turnovers relatively low. So if you have an owner that maybe has him on a team where he doesn't want to punt field goal percentage and Devontae Graham's absolutely crushing his field goal percentage, you may be able to buy low on Devontae Graham and get him for relatively cheap, and he could be ideal for your build. So he's another player I wanted to point out you should keep in mind. Now, I know there's people who are going to disagree with me on this, okay? I have no doubt about it. But Robert Covington is a definite buy low target right now. I haven't gotten rid of him in any teams I'm in. We've seen these stretches from him before where he just seems putrid, and then he gets rolling and suddenly he's a top 30, 40 fantasy basketball player when he's hitting 4 3-pointers. He's getting 3 steals, 3 blocks, low turnovers, can get you 8 or 9 rebounds in a game. He's a very fun fantasy player to own when he's rolling. He's still on a new team. He's getting acclimated. But on paper, that team is not a bad fit for him. They got shooters, they got scorers, and he has a very clear-cut role on that team to be a 3-and-D guy, and I see no reason why he can't accomplish everything that he's accomplished in the past. He's accomplished it with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. He's accomplished it with Jimmy Butler and Karl Anthony Towns. He's not a stranger. He's accomplished it with Russell Westbrook and James Harden. He's not a stranger to producing next to high usage players. So the fact that CJ McCollum and Dame Lillard are high usage players, eventually this guy's going to get rolling and you're not going to be able to get him cheap. Owners are desperate. Some are talking to me about dropping him outright in 10 team leagues. I'm picking him up in any league in which he's dropped, and I actually did trade for him recently. So send out a trade offer if you want a center that has the ability to get you steals, blocks, and you have a good shot at getting him, because again, owners are getting really desperate with his production. So I had to include him in this video for that reason. Michael Porter Jr. Michael Porter Jr. has not played a game in 2021 yet. His last performance, he had 30 points, 10 rebounds, 2 blocks, and hit 4 3-pointers, played 40 minutes. And then he's been gone because of COVID-19 for 2 weeks now. This is the perfect opportunity to send a buy low offer. I mean, look at his production. His percentages are great. A lot of threes, almost 20 points per game, getting you a steal, getting you a block. His production reminds me of Jason Tatum when Jason Tatum was coming up. He has that type of upside. So I would send some buy low offers for him right now to see if you're able to snatch him away from an owner who maybe has their IR spots full with other players. There's been so many postponed games this week that you have rosters that have 3 or 4 missing players, and maybe that owner's desperate to win the week for whatever reason and is willing to sacrifice some long-term value for some immediate instant gratification. Lonzo Ball had to be included on this list because after a pretty strong start to his season, he's tailed off significantly. On January 8th, only had 5 points, a steal, and a block. And on January 13th, he missed a game with some knee pain. So we don't know how long he's going to be gone. It looks more like a preventative measure as opposed to him missing significant time. So now's the perfect opportunity to try to steal him away from somebody who may be down on him right now, that his production isn't going to come back, or that this knee injury is something serious. I don't think it's serious. And this is a guy, as you can see here, gets you three pointers, assists, steals, blocks, and his turnovers. His turnovers tend to be usually relatively low compared to his assist. He's not playing to his full capacity, and I feel at some point later this year, we are going to see him get rolling as well. We've seen that. He's kind of like the point guard Robert Covington. He starts the year off rough, but then towards the end of the season, you're seeing him get triple doubles every other game where he's getting you two or three steals and getting you one or two blocks. I still think he has that potential. He's a young player. At this point, I don't think he's as good as LaMelo Ball, to be completely honest, but he's good enough to help your fantasy basketball team, especially if you're punting field goal percentage and free throw percentage. He's not going to help your percentages, but I love his ability to get three steals and assists. He's one of the best at helping you in those categories. And the last player I included on my list for today is Bojan Bogdanović. He is having a rough season. Every other game, he's dropping 20 points, and then he's having just a couple of rough games. But he's another player that dealt with a wrist injury. He had surgery. He's still playing his way back into form, and I think he will play himself back into form, okay? Mike Conley's killing it right now, and that's brought his usage down. But Bojan Bogdanović in the past has been one of my favorite fantasy basketball players for his ability to really help your team. He's already getting his free throw percentage up. His free throw percentage wasn't there for a little bit. He had a few rough shooting games from free throw percentage, but he's starting to creep back up. His field goal percentage, I think he's going to get that closer to 45% when it's all said and done. I think he can get you closer to three threes, and we'll see the scoring. He was a 20-point scorer last year. We may not see him reach 20, but I don't think there's any reason we can't see him get to 17 or 18 points per game. He's not going to be a steals and blocks guy. He's not going to help you with rebounding and assists, but he does keep his turnovers low. So if you want somebody who's really undervalued right now, who has the ability to score for you, help your percentages, even though it may not seem like it at the moment, and get you a lot of threes, Bojan Bogdanović is one of my favorite targets. I loved owning him on my team last year. I know I tried trading for him in a few leagues, and he was so highly valued because he was just doing so well. And it wasn't only last year, but he was doing that with the Pacers as well. So you could probably get him really cheap right now. So take advantage of that buy low window before he strings a few of these games together, and then you lose your chance for good. All right, guys, who did I miss? Who should I have talked about? Yusuf Nurkić is somebody that comes to mind, but yesterday he had a pretty good game. So I told you to hold on to Nurkić if you had him, and that game he had yesterday gives everyone hope that he'll continue to produce that way. He got significant minutes, and he produced in those minutes. So I don't know if he really counts as a buy low anymore, because now I think people saw that game and they think, okay, well, now this is what I drafted him for, and they're going to wait and see if he can continue doing it. So he would have been cheaper for you last week than now that he did prove himself some, which is why I did not include him in this video. But if you know any other players that I'm missing, please post them below and let's talk about it. Go ahead and smash that like button for me. If you have not, go ahead, subscribe to Brock Lesnar Hoops so we can keep growing this large growing community of just rabid, passionate fantasy basketball fans. And if you want to join the best fantasy basketball community on Facebook, you need to go to Brock Lesnar Hoops Fantasy Basketball right now. My boy Neil Patel will leave a comment down there telling you how great the group is. I have no doubt, because he does it every chance he gets, because he loves it so much. And I want you to love it so much. And there, I'm going to have a post soon where I'm going to ask you to post your team so I can rate them. And I'll probably have some mailbag sections, segments there as well, where you can ask your questions, and I'll go down the list answering your questions and do mailbag videos in that way. Just so you know, I've made a decision that on Tuesdays and Thursdays, instead of recapping the games, honestly, it's boring for me, and I'm sure it's boring for you. They're not that popular compared to videos that I do like this. And I don't know how helpful it is when you can just go and read a box score for yourself to have me read it to you. I'm still going to do my waiver wire trends videos Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and those will capture the majority of the guys that are doing really well, and it gives you a break from hearing the same thing every day. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, You'll see more videos of this caliber where I'm giving you buy low options, sell high options, and whatever fun other videos I can think of, such as live mailbags, rating your teams, and things of that nature. If there's specific content you want to see, please let me know below, as it's incredibly helpful to me to be able to produce the content that you want to see, not the content I think you want to see. All right, guys, thank you so much for the support. Like I told you guys, I am well on my way to become the Faygo Soda of fantasy basketball YouTube content creators. I can taste it. I am great Faygo, or maybe the red Faygo. Post below and tell me what type of Faygo Brock Lesnar hoops is. I would love to know. And if you want to see more Brock Lesnar hoops, right there you have my most recent upload, and right here you have what the Google algorithm is recommending that you watch, based on it knowing you better than you know yourself. That's not creepy though. It's okay. I'm not creeped out by that. You shouldn't be creeped out by that. Google loves and cares about us, or why else would they give us YouTube for free, right guys? Right. All right, guys, until next time, it's Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Double goodbye.